Welcome to Bold Talk Radio with your host, Pat Williams. All right, guys, I'm back. Good evening. Okay, so now we're on part six. I know I said last segment that was part six, but you know what? I had a little bit of a complication. So there's kind of like a part five A and B. So we're going to truly make this one part six of the segment. I'm still working out the technical kinks. So guys, forgive me on that, but we're going to truly make this part six. So where we left off how people get suckered into the friend zone. And you have to know the signs. You have to discern the signs of the friend zone. Because here's what happens. Most people wind up in the friend zone and they have no intention on really ever being in the friend zone. And this really speaks to the dating world and how society and all of its rules and regulations and roles that the male play and that the female play, how all these things are just ever changing and just, you know, for lack of a better term, evolving. I kind of don't like that term. I don't like using that term, but that's the better way I can put it. You know, it's just changing at such an ever evolving rate and pace. So at this point, right now, all the rules are up in the air in the dating world. And so I think what a lot of people may find as the most basic and stable level when they're in the dating world is to say, listen, let's just be friends. See, listen, when you tell somebody that you want to be a friend, friendship is what it is. You know, we're cool. We hang out. We like each other. We can have fun. We can do things together. So there's almost this pressure off. And this is the reason why in the dating world, if you're still out there in the dating world, you understand that, guess what? Everybody's basically, for the most part, saying, I just want to be friends. Let's be friends. But what do they really mean? Everyone is saying they want to be friends, but now everybody's really looking for a friendship. And if you're out in the dating world, why would you just be looking for a friend? I mean, when you cut all the BS away, why are you in the dating world talking about you're looking for a friend? Clearly, you're not just looking for a friend. But the term friend in the dating world has become the dog whistle for people who don't really want to really fully put their intentions out there. So everyone can kind of hide behind this cloak and dagger of, I'm just looking for a friend. But when you really start parsing through that, and if people really get honest, you have some people, when they say, I'm just looking for a friend, what they really mean is, I'm just looking for some booty. Just being real. We're going to be grown. This is Bold Talk Radio. Welcome. So when some people are saying, I'm looking for a friend, what they really mean is, I'm just looking for some booty. I'm just looking for some sex. I'm just looking for some action. Okay? And we can hang out. We can be cool. But that's what I'm looking for. But of course, people wouldn't dare want to put that out there like that, because why? Well, that makes me not look like I'm a good, decent, upright, caring, moral individual. So the cloak, the dog whistle is, I'm looking for a friend, right? And then you have another person who's out there who don't want to intimidate, you know, people who may not be as serious or ready to get down to real business. You've got people in the dating world who are very serious at that stage in their life. And it doesn't matter what age. I mean, listen, when I was in my 20s, I'll never forget, I was dating, I actually met this guy and we actually went to school together. And we, you know, fell out of contact, obviously. And then, you know, wound up going to college and, you know, kind of met him again. And the beautiful thing was, he was so much more advanced than I was at that time in his early 20s. And he was really looking for something serious. But at that time in my life, I was not. I felt like, hey, I'm 22 years old. I'm not looking for a wedding ring. I'm not looking for a marriage. I'm not looking to be a mommy. I'm just looking to have fun, hang out at the club and kick it. Now, you know, fool around a little bit. That's what I was looking for. But here's the deal. The one thing I can always appreciate about this guy is that he was a rare diamond. And I hope and pray and wish that all good things have come to him since that time and even will beyond. The one thing that I appreciated about him, he had so much maturity, is that he put it all out there on the table with me. And I had to be honest and say, no, that's not what I'm looking for. And see, that's why I say, even for the person who's on the platonic side, you have a moral obligation. Because even if the person who's infatuated doesn't have enough sense for their own, like I said, for their own soul salvation and their own mental capacity to say, look, we've got to kill this friendship. You, as the platonic one, the one who wants to just keep it friends, you have a moral responsibility to say, you know what? I see you're looking for something serious or something deeper or above what I'm capable of giving you at this point. So I think we better just kind of part ways and just leave it here on a positive note. You have to be that person to do it. And like I said, I've been on both sides of the equation. So I completely can speak to it, what it's like to be the infatuated one and not have the same reciprocity of feelings and emotions, be determined from the platonic one. And I know what it's like to be the platonic one where I'm in a position where I don't feel that way about you. And that's why I say in this, you know, it reminds me of that old song. There is no good guy. There is no bad guy. There's no good guy. We just disagree. We just disagree on what this should be. And so I don't feel that people should get so ultimately wounded or just totally lose their minds about it. It's just what it is. So, you know, again, most people, the term friend has become this moniker, this dog whistle for a lot of nonsense. And in my opinion, a lot of BS for people to hide behind their true feelings. But ultimately, the true feelings still come spilling out. And when it spills out, it's spilling out like guts all over the place. And it's not pretty. It's not a pretty sight. So I wish people in the dating world would kind of get away from that. No one in the dating world is really looking for a friend. You're not. You're hiding behind that term because you know that that term comes with a kind of open-ended interpretation, and it's very loosey-goosey, and you can choose to flip it or use it any which way. Whereas opposed to if you're a person who's really looking for sex and you're really looking for a wild time, just come on out and say that. But most people don't want to do it because they feel kind of shy or feel like, oh my gosh, you know, morally speaking, I don't want to look like I'm a creep or that I'm just out here on a booty hunt. But in your heart, that's exactly what you're doing. So, I mean, God see it. You should make it plain and say, look, this is what I'm looking for. I'm just looking for a good time. Now, is that going to turn off a lot of people? It perhaps will. But guess what? It will turn on the right person who would want to subjugate themselves and subject themselves to that type of thing. And now you've got something you're working with. Honesty is always the best policy. For you guys on the other side of it, you're saying, look, I'm looking for something very, in your heart, you know, I'm looking for a marriage. I'm looking to settle down. I'm looking for a home. I'm looking to have a family. If you know that's really true, don't you get out there talking about, I'm looking for a friend. Because you know you're not looking for a friend. You're looking for somebody who's willing to commit, throw it out, in for the long haul, death do you part, for better or for worse, rich or poor. You know, you're looking for sickness and health. You're looking for that. So be fair to yourself and to that other person and say, look, I'm not looking for a friend. I'm looking for something serious. I'm looking for something legit, and I'm looking for something long term. Now, is that going to turn off some people? Yeah, it's going to turn off the people who are not looking for that, but it will turn on the right people out there who are looking for that. All right, I'm going to stop it there. This is going to stop the series just up to this point, because when I come back, I'm going to come back with another segment, and we'll get into more of the other side of the friend zone, which is the friends with benefits. This segment of the series is dealing with the more traditional understanding, but we've got a second part, which is going to deal with what? With the friends with benefit friend zone and how to get out of that if you're stuck in it, or how not to even get in it, because that's the point. Try your best not to even get into that stuff. But if you're in it, we've got a way to get you out of it. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Pat Williams.